I'm a treetop flyer. Born survivor.
In the middle of talking trees, and we talked about evergreens and trimming deciduous and shrubs, we got a text listener that wants to know about, what about palm trees? When should I schedule that?
Well, queen palms can be done pretty much year-round because they're producing seed pods pretty much through the growing season, spring through fall. But the fan palms produce a seed at a specific time of year, every year. And date palms are putting out their dates starting in April. They should be pruned about May 15th. Fan palms are putting out their seed pods. They should be pruned June 15th. California fan palms should be pruned about July 15th. The reason we wait until those deadlines is because if you prune them earlier than those deadline dates, you'll likely have some late emerging seed pods. And you do have to put up with some of the flowers for a little bit longer period of time. Some people say, I can't stand the flowers dropping in the pool. And so they'll call out someone to do the trimming in April or May. But if they don't wait, but what will happen is you'll have some seed pods that will emerge later after you've done the trimming, and then you'll have to live with those seed pods the rest of the year, or trim the trees twice. So there are some deadlines. We have those listed on our website. Feel free to call or look up the our website at itreeservice.com. We'll get you to our tree calendar. itreeservice.com will get you to the tree calendar, and you can look those dates up.
Very good.
Well, back to a little discussion on our landscape practices. Janet and I were talking just a minute ago just about the applications of specific trees for specific purposes in the landscape. And it all starts with preparation, you know, making those plans ahead of time. If you're planning to do a landscape installation or bringing a couple of trees into your landscape, be thinking in terms of the amount of space they're going to need for the roots, not just the overhead space. Look up, down, and all around, they say. Of course, look up. Make sure you're not under a power line. You don't want to be putting a 30-foot tall tree that's going to grow right up into the power lines. And look all around. Look to the sides. Make sure that it's going to be the mature height and spread of the tree. It won't be smacked into the house or into the wall. Sometimes if you put a tree against a wall, it's all it's going to do is grow away from the wall to get available sunlight. And the last thing is to look down. Make sure that there's no hardscape elements, like Janet was just saying. You don't want the roots to be invading and lifting up your block walls. But once you made those plans, then you can go find the tree to fit that space. You know, right tree, right place. Anything else that you are challenges you're facing when you start a landscape design? So people come to you with a blank slate and say, hey, you know, what can I do here?
We like to know that the soil conditions are healthy and appropriate for the plant materials. The valley has got a variety of soil conditions. You go from rocky, hard, impossible, well-draining soils, but predominantly we have clay soils. And so we just have to make sure the site we're working on will be suitable for the plants and the roots and the kind of drainage and water retention that they require.
You also mentioned that a lot of people are leaning toward pots.
Pots are a great option for smaller plants. If you want to kind of give your landscape a little bit more of an enhancement, add some color. Your annuals do really well in prepared potting mix, and they just add a nice touch to the landscape, kind of finishes it off. And you can also get small trees if you get a big enough pot. We've seen small citrus trees, kumquats, smaller trees in pots, and that just elevates your landscape and gives you that tree form, but then you're not worrying about underground invasiveness.
Yeah, we've had some problems with it, putting our plants up on the patio. Kind of, it's nice because you can move them. You know, in the winter, you can pull them out into the sun, and then in the summer, you can kind of pull them back. But the problem in the summer is when we pull those pots back underneath our patio, when we water them, and then the water overflows, and we have this rusty, dirty streaks running all over our patios, too. Mm-hmm. So
nobody likes that.
Yeah, It's not very attractive. So
no, you got to plan for that too, which you can do if you don't have an irrigation system and a drainage system from the pot. You can put a layer of drain rock in the bottom of the planter, and that would help create a reservoir for water for a while. But you got to keep an eye on it so it doesn't get too full and or doesn't drain and creates an undesirable odor.
Yeah.
So just think about that.
And I think we need to get a little bit larger pan on the bottom that,
yep.
That can hold a little bit more of the overflow.
Right.
You know, just those little plastic ones you can buy just don't hold enough.
No.
But the other ones can be kind of expensive too to buy, buy a larger one. But we need some solution so that if we put a little bit too much water in, it's not going to just end up flowing all over the back patio. Well, this is the time of year we're also going to be looking at a little bit about our irrigation timers. Just a reminder, of course, to shut off your timer now that we've had all that rain. It might be okay to throw that on your rain setting for another few days. We've got a saturated soil all over all over the valley, so be sure to remember to turn it back on in a week or so. Don't let it go for too long.
And when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about fertilizing. You know, we've got this great rain that's just come. Is it a good time to fertilize and apply it while it's wet? Fertilizer always takes better when the soils are wet, and a lot of them require you to water in. Troy's online, wants to talk about a new home with a sisu tree, and we've got an open line for you at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.